Okay, I guess we can get started.
Okay.
So, why don't you just give me, since we haven't even talked about this, give me a sense of just what you're working on. What is the one thing, big, small, whatever, that you know you're procrastinating on right now, you'd love to have it shift or move or something? What would that be?
Aside from, I guess, the day-to-day stuff, there is kind of this big thing that is like that thing that sits on my shoulder, and it is this article that I had someone, a photographer, called me, and he said, "I'm trying to branch out and get, more work, different types of work into some other areas, and I want to take some pictures of you doing yoga or anyone doing yoga if I didn't want to do that piece, and then I want you to write an article, maybe a sequence or something pertinent to a season or whatever," and then he would submit it to the various yoga magazines. And I was all excited. We went and we took these beautiful pictures. I came up with the sequence and took the photos. And this was last August. And he wanted to submit it like before Christmas. And then I didn't get it done. And then he wanted to submit it the first of the year. And I didn't get it done. And I still haven't gotten it done. And I basically like avoid his phone calls. And it's crazy. It's totally mad that I don't just sit down and do it because I use the excuse that I don't have time, but I could make the time.
Wow, so this has all sorts of layers of guilt to it.
It does. It does. And I know it, I get part of it that it is like there's an insecurity element to it that a fear of rejection. I'm afraid he's going to read it, or someone else is going to read it and think it's totally stupid, or it's just not going to be good enough.
Okay, so we have guilt, and hiding under the guilt is fear of not being good enough. And so we have guilt and fear and worry and stress and embarrassment. All right.
All in one pot.
All in one big crazy pot.
Yeah.
Ah, wow. I'm giving you a hug over the phone.
Thank you. I'm receiving it.
Okay, so big pot of yuck. And so it sounds like you have a pretty good idea of what you think is behind it, or kind of your motivation, this fear leading to avoidance, leading to guilt, which leads to, feeling terrible, which leads to fear, and kind of cycling back and forth. Okay. And let me ask you, this is a little bit abstract, so if it's not working for you, we'll do a different exercise. But I just want to ask you to imagine that you could, if you were going to describe this thing you're in something other than feeling words, if you could give it a color or texture, a shape or a sound or some sort of visual or tactile description. If there's anything that's coming up for you, just imagining all of this stuckness and thinking about it, and does it give you any kind of, are there any other words you could put to it? Obviously, no right answer, no pressure to have a good answer or anything.
The only thing that pops up is what flashed for me was like a little kid. Like maybe kind of the innocence of a little kid and bringing home the art project or whatever.
Wanting it to
And
go up
that.
on the refrigerator.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even really know what is behind that, but that just popped up like a little kid.
Okay.
I don't know what that
little
is.
kid innocence art project, maybe wanting appreciation or acceptance or. And maybe also a little bit of a desire on the one hand to be seen and acknowledged and, you know, patted on the head, and the other hand kind of a desire to be invisible and not to be, not to receive too much attention.
Yeah, I think it's more toward the wanting to be acknowledged, though. And that's kind of how the little kid seems to me, like, yeah, wanting to be patted on the head. Yeah.
Well, that's also probably something that you have in common with your photographer friend. That's a little bit like a little connection between you two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sharing.
Well, and the funny thing is, he recently, like within the last week, called and said, you know, I'm totally over it. It didn't work out. I want to take some more photos. You know, I was able to get in and using these other avenues or whatever. So, you know, let's just scrap it and do something else. And that hasn't changed at all, though, how I feel about it. I still feel like it's, I know why I didn't do it, and so that's still the heavy thing.
Oh, that's really interesting. That totally makes sense. Because, yeah, the thing is still here. So let's see what we can do with the thing.
Okay.
And then see what that opens up. So I am going to ask you to come with me into the wackiness, which I know you don't mind because you're a yoga teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can take your fingers and just tug a little bit on your ears, little gentle pinches going up from the earlobe and down, and if you can yawn a little bit while you're doing it, just kind of open things up. And I am going to say a few sentences, 5 to 6, maybe a little bit more, and all you have to do is just let me kind of babble away and listen.
Okay.
And if something that I say is totally not right, then you don't have to take it on. You can just let that float by. And if something really feels like, oh, that's so, so, so perfect, then you can let that sink in. And I'm going to have you tap underneath your nose, right where there are those two little lines between the nose, above the mouth, below the nose. And if you can tap there, not hard enough to hurt yourself, but enough so that you kind of feel a little vibration.
Okay.
Tapping and breathing. And I probably don't need to remind you this, but just for the sake of saying, if you notice any tension that's happening in your neck or shoulders while you're focusing on the words, you can just kind of bring some attention to that too.
Okay.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to start really kind of vague, just dealing with not knowing, not wanting to do this thing, and then go a little bit more specific. Okay, so I'm just going to say what comes into my head. Okay. And if you want, you can close your eyes. All right. Even though I don't want to do this thing, I'm really not wanting to do this thing, it is okay for me to not want to do this thing. I am allowed not to want to do this thing. Even though part of me thinks that I really do have to want to do this thing, and I really do have to do it and have to be able to do it and be able to do it right or even okay, I am allowed not to want to do this thing. Even though I don't know why, or I'm not sure why, or I'm not 100% sure why, all the reasons that I don't want to do this thing, it's okay, I'm allowed not to want to do it. Even though I have all these perfectly good reasons for not wanting to do this thing, it's okay that I don't want to do this thing. It's okay that I'm not doing it. Maybe it feels like it's not okay that I'm not doing it, but it's okay that that's where I am with this not wanting. And even though I have fear and stress and guilt and discomfort around this not doing, even though I have insecurity around the not doing, and even though I'm really afraid that if I do, it won't be good enough, or people won't like it, or they'll think terrible things about me. And even though on top of that, I have all this guilt for just not getting to it already. This is where I am right now. I'm allowed not to want to do it. It's not the end of the world that I don't want to do it. It is safe for me to sometimes not want to do a thing. Even though I have this huge amount of guilt and fear and stress around it, this is what I'm feeling right now. It doesn't define me. It doesn't say anything about who I am as a person. It's just temporary stuff that I'm dealing with, temporary patterns, and I'm allowed to be in this place of just not wanting to do it. And even though there's this little innocent kid, like this kid bringing home an art project who just wants to be appreciated and seen and acknowledged for his skills the way they are. Even though I have this desire in me to be seen and appreciated without having to be perfect, I'm just noticing that that's where I am, letting myself have these feelings without being impressed by them. I am willing to let it now feel safe for me to give myself what I need. I'm willing to now let it feel okay for me to ask for what I need and to pay attention to what I need. I'm ready to let some of this fear and guilt and shame, as it's present and it's being really, really present right now, and the part of it that I don't need anymore, the part of it that has something to say to me, is saying what it needs to say, and then it's softening and leaving. And keep tapping, and I want you to yawn 3 times. If you can yawn really loud, that's really good, and I'm going to yawn with you so that it won't be, you know, embarrassing to make lots of crazy noises. The crazy noises are mine. And stick out your tongue and make the biggest, most obnoxious, ridiculous face you can possibly make. Good. How's that feel?
That feels good.
Anything you're noticing, anything that comes up for you?
About 3/4 of the way through, I think when you started talking about the releasing, like yes, all of these things are okay, and then that letting go of it a little bit, I started to get pretty tight in the, like, in the third chakra, solar plexus, that started to seize up a little bit. And right at the end, there was tension in the jaw and in my cheeks.
So resistance.
Yeah, and now my breath feels a little bit stifled.
Okay, so not wanting to let go of it yet because there's still stuff there.
Mm.
Okay, how about the kid? How are you feeling about the kid now with his art project?
The kid feels better. Yeah, the kid feels a little bit better. You know, kind of like not pacified in a false way, but you know, more acknowledged, more noticed, more like, you know, gentle attention.
Okay, let me ask you to do something a little bit wackier, since we're here. I'm going to give you a little thing to do, and I don't know. We're on the phone, so I don't know how you're holding the phone. If do you have one hand free or two hands free?
Two hands free.
Okay. So what I want you to do is just a little bit of a face mudra. If you can bring your thumbs to the center of the chin, right under your mouth, so that you're pressing with the pads of the thumbs under your mouth. And then your pinkies, fifth finger, between the nose and the mouth where you were tapping before. And then your fourth finger, ring finger, right at the inner corner of the eyebrow where the eyebrow starts. And tell me if you get confused because I can start again.
No, I think I'm good.
Middle finger, third finger, above the eyebrow, kind of center of the eyebrow, a little bit above it.
Mm-hmm.
And index finger, outside corner of the eye. So you're pressing in to 5 points. And if you can do this with two hands, then do it with two hands, thumbs to the chin, pinkies between nose and mouth. Fourth finger, inside corner of the eyebrow. Middle finger above the eyebrow, index finger outside corner of the eye. And if it's too much, you can just do one hand and then switch. And here, a lot of us tense up, and like pretty much everybody will tense up in the shoulders while doing this just because you're concentrating so much. So definitely make an effort to kind of soften the jaw and the shoulders. And again, you don't want to be pressing so hard that it's painful. You can really press almost so you're barely touching, just kind of a soft touch, and you can even imagine that you're breathing into these points.
Okay.
And then while you're here, I'm just going to say a few things, and then I want to find out what's going on with this little kid in the art project. So we're just going to acknowledge that we might have tried too soon to release some of the resistance, and there's just still resistance here. So we're just going to say, even though I'm not ready to release, or part of me isn't ready to release this fear and anger and guilt and shame and horribleness, I'm promising myself right now, I'm making a very sincere promise, I'm not going to kick you out. All of this emotional discomfort and this yuckiness, I understand that you're trying to tell me something. I understand that there's something I'm trying to learn from this. I'm not going to stomp on you. I'm not going to kick you. I'm not going to make you leave. I just want to have a conversation with you. I just want to find out what you need to tell me so that I can get better at this whole learning to like myself, learning to be myself thing. So whatever I'm feeling right now, I'm allowed to feel it. Whatever I'm feeling, that's just what I'm feeling. That's where I am. It's okay. It's legitimate. It's temporary. It's normal. It's human. Here I am being a human being with all of my gunk. And all I want to do is find out, this little kid with the art project, what does this little kid need most? What do you think?
Love.
Okay. Anything else?
Praise.
Love and praise. And anything that this kid wants, more specifically?
Attention, like time, physical, well, not just physical, but like closeness. So, you know, conversation or just interest. Maybe someone being very interested in what the little kid is doing, and someone to really be with them one-on-one with undivided attention.
Undivided attention. Okay. Undivided attention. That sounds like a really positive, kind of glowy, like really focused. attention.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now we're just going to find out where we can get some of that, because clearly that's what's missing. So even though there are times when what I need most is love and praise and attention and closeness and really this undivided, focused, centered, somebody truly taking an interest in me and who I am and how I am and the things that I need, and even though sometimes this is missing from my life and I don't know where to get it or how to find it, I'm willing to get better at trusting myself to ask for it sometimes when I need it. I'm willing to get better at trying to give it to myself when I need it. I'm open to the idea of maybe being able occasionally to ask other people for some of that when I need it. And if I'm feeling any guilt or worry right now about not being able to welcome into my life the things that I think I need, just noticing that and allowing that to be true. I'm going to ask myself right now, I'm going to ask my heart in my head, whoever wants to speak up first, where I can bring this closeness and attention and praise and love and care and interest and positive, undivided, focused attention. Where can I draw that in? Where can I give that to myself? Where can I get better at asking for it? When can I get better at noticing that I need it? And if you can bring your attention to that stomach, solar plexus, big sunshine area, what would it feel like to have that kind of body feeling of comfort and security, knowing that these things are available when you need them? What would it feel like to trust yourself to remember to notice when you need these feelings? And instead of releasing pain and hurt, just right now, if you can imagine letting yourself receive some completely unfettered attention, unconditional. No one wants anything from you. No one needs anything from you right now. Just this praise and affection and attention and kind intentioned focus. If you can just imagine there's as much of that as you want, you can just take some. And then moving your fingers slightly away so that they're only barely touching your face, so you can hardly even tell if they're touching, not touching, touching, not touching. And then moving them a tiny bit away, so now they're probably not touching, but they're so close that you can really feel the warmth of them. And then pulling them away like a magnet that kind of doesn't want to move. And then releasing your fingers, releasing your shoulders and your neck. And one more time, just a big crazy yawn. And making a face, scrunching up your nose and your eyes. And the mouth. And then releasing. And how does that feel?
That feels really good. I feel really tired.
Tired, yeah.
Yeah.
This is some, you know, the thing with guilt and fear and stress, especially fear of rejection and being liked and wondering what people will think of you and needing attention, all of those really human things, is that they're old. You know, these are patterns that we start when we're infants. So it's what they call core issues. It's big stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that you're feeling or noticing, whether physically or mentally or emotionally or energetically or spiritually or in any other way.
I feel kind of satiated, content. There is still just it's a lot less strong. It's a weaker feeling, but there's just a subtle tension still in that upper region in the solar plexus, but it's softer, and I really imagined, even if I wasn't completely feeling what you were describing, I was really able to imagine what it would feel like, and it felt so good. It just felt like an openness there and a spreading, and almost an emptiness, like that really good empty where there's nothing in the way.
Ah, oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
So you're feeling like this thing, you don't have it, but you could imagine it or see what it might feel, what it might be like for you.
Yeah.
And what about the kid?
Yeah, the kid feels, actually the kid kind of feels farther away. A little harder for me to imagine that right now for some reason. Like I imagine the kid feeling better, but it kind of feels a lot more imaginary.
Mhm. Yeah, that is pretty normal. Usually when some kind of image comes up or some kind of association, it's the thing that wants attention, and when the thing starts getting attention, it will, you know, turn into something else or it will fade.
Mm.
So this feeling in the solar plexus, can you describe that? Does that have a texture or a shape or anything to it? This kind of tension that you're still feeling, residual tension?
Mm-hmm. It's very dense.
It's dense?
It's like it's very dense. It's kind of a toughness, like I haven't eaten meat in forever, but for some reason I'm just thinking of like a really kind of that chewy, tough kind of piece of meat.
Chewy, tough piece of meat. Yeah. Okay, so it's dense, it's thick, you can't really cut through it or anything. It's just, and is it taking up a lot of space? Is it encircling your stomach, or is it just at the kind of the top belly part, or is it lower?
No, it definitely is isolated to like to that real top, just inside of that upper rib shape. And this is a chronic area for me. I mean, I know that it's an area that has a lot of physical sensitivity. It's often very tender to the touch, and you know, sometimes I forget about it, and then it reminds me. So, you know, I'm not surprised that I'm feeling this, but I haven't felt anything this strong for a long time.
So that's a sign that we're getting into some tenderness, some tender stuck.
Yeah.
All right. Well, can we try one more thing? Do you mind if we just kind of play with this a little bit and see where it goes?
No, that's great.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to have you go back to doing the first exercise where you were tapping underneath your nose above the mouth, the two
okay.
little lines there, the philtrum, and releasing tension in the shoulders and the jaw and the neck. And just tapping, again, not super hard, just really gently, and we're just going to see what we can find out from this tension and fear and stuff happening in the stomach. So even though there's this discomfort, this residual tension, residual discomfort, leftover discomfort in the solar plexus, top of the upper ribs, this kind of tense, dense and tough, messy, chewy, tough piece of meat kind of thing. Noticing it, we're not trying to change it, we're not trying to make it go away, we're not trying to morph it into anything else. We're just noticing that it's there and seeing what we can do to just really, truly pay attention to it. So even though there's this dense, tough, chewy, meaty thing happening there, this stuck place, this tender place, this hurt place, this place where it's scary to make decisions, it's scary to take action, where some part of me really needs protection, or some part of me needs mediation, needs something to kind of keep the fear out or to keep other things out. Anything that's going on in this place, noticing it and consciously, actively letting it be there. Not fighting with it, not stomping on it, not kicking it out, just saying, hey, I see you, I hear you, I feel you, I'm noticing you. Again, hi. And I'm not impressed. I don't mind. I've had you with me maybe my whole life, really long time, decades. And if I don't solve this thing right this minute, it's not the end of the world. But I would like, for once, just to take this time to really notice this tough, dense, meaty, chewy, protective layer of whatever it is inside me and find out what it is that I'm needing to learn from you, what it is that I'm needing to find out about myself from you. Just asking the question. And even though there's this stuckness, this tough, chewy, meaty thing, I'm going to give myself tenderness. I'm going to give this tender spot tenderness. I'm going to give it some love and care and attention. I'm going to focus some attention on it, and I'm going to allow all of my fear and guilt and stress, anything that's stuck here, any fear of being judged, any fear of not being loved, anything that's hiding there, and without forcefully, you know, shining too much light on it or anything, just acknowledging that these are things that I carry around with me. These are part of my old stuck patterns. Not who I am, doesn't define me, it's just stuff I'm dealing with, stuff that's there, and I'm working on letting it be there, just for now, just what I'm going through right now. And even though there's all this, just this stuck hurt that needs focus and attention, all I'm doing is being with it, just sitting with it, kind of crawling in there and making friends, finding out what I need to know. And even though my body feels that it really needs to protect me from rejection, I recognize that this is what's going on. And even though my body really, really wants to tense up and keep me from getting hurt, keep me from being too sensitive, keep me from being too tender and open, I recognize my need to protect myself. I recognize my need to pay attention to myself. I recognize my need to feel safe and loved. I'm going to do everything I can to allow myself to want to feel safe and loved. It's okay for me to need to feel safe and loved. If maybe it's even okay for me to be safe and loved. All of this dense, tough, chewy gunk all of this tenderness, all of this hurt, all of this stuck, all of this need. Noticing and allowing, paying attention. And release your hand, move your jaw around, stretch your arms over your head, open your mouth really wide. One more yawn. And come back. And check in with your solar plexus, stomach, top of the rib, feeling what's going on there now.
It feels a lot softer. It started kind of softening maybe halfway through that. And I tried to just stay with it with how it was without, you know, saying, oh, it's softening.
Mm-hmm.
And my stomach started grumbling a lot. It was just like there was kind of a lot of movement or some shifting or something.
Excellent.
And it feels a little looser there.
Was there anything that really felt especially true or especially important?
All of it. any one thing. Well, I thought it was pretty funny when at the very beginning you were saying, you know, all of these things, I know it's this way and this way and this way, and I'm going to be there, and I'm going to be with it and listen to it and notice it, and then I'm going to, and I thought you were going to say, I'm going to let it go. You didn't. You said, and then I'm just going to be okay with that. You know, I'm just going to be with that how it is. And I think that's maybe a different thing, like not necessarily trying to let it go, even though I do practice being with something. I guess maybe there is a point where I do just sort of want it to change. So that kind of unconditional being with, that seemed like an important moment. Even if it never changed, like imagining that it was maybe always going to be this way. Can I just be with it?
Yeah, unconditional is one of those like scary lessons of adulthood where you realize the kind of strength it takes to not need a result.
Yeah.
It's just a terrifying thing. Even if you can do it, it's a terrifying thing.
Yeah.
Anything that didn't feel right, anything that felt that kind of made you tighten up or crunch up a little bit?
No.
Are you getting anything about the little kid? Is the little kid still around or completely gone?
You think the little kid is gone. I mean, now I'm just sort of like going back to the memory of what it was that I saw before, but there's nothing new.
And how about your friend, the photographer? How are you feeling about him and that whole thing right now?
It feels less heavy, like... not so much like the end of the world, like you know, yes, commitments are important, and you know, following through is important, but it's not like I think at the very first exercise that, you know, it's not the end of the world, that felt really light, like, oh my God, really? But it's not the end of the world if I don't do this. And it didn't feel like a cop-out, like, oh good, I don't have to do it. It just felt like more realistic.
So a little element of kind of self-forgiveness, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how do you feel about taking more pictures with him for something else? Would that be cool if you didn't have to write something, or would you ever want to write something, or how are you feeling in general about that?
I'm definitely open to doing more pictures. It was a lot of fun, and I had a great time doing that. And I think moving forward, agreements that I make with him, I just need to be very realistic with the time I do have. I mean, on one level, I do feel like I have a lot on my plate. I have a very full life, and so I don't want to overcommit just because I think someone wants me to do something. So I feel like I can be more realistic about the available time I have and how I want to use it.
Yeah, this is such an interesting, I guess case isn't the right word, but interesting scenario. The thing you're working on, this whole interaction, because it has so many themes in it. There's time, and there's trust, and there's commitment, and there's acknowledgement. There's wanting to be seen and also fear of being seen. There's wanting to, you know, be part of your true expression, you know, doing these beautiful pictures of you doing the thing that is the thing that you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's sort of your life thing. And so it's like this, on the one hand, this need and intense wanting to put it out there and have it be supported, and then on the other hand, withdrawing and insecurity and need for reassurance that it really is the thing. And then there's again the time component and the attention to yourself. There's so many layers to this that it's a pretty big, it's just like a big crazy thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I didn't acknowledge or realize the complexity of it, because I've journaled about it, I've given it thought, and you know, tried to kind of think it through, and I was excited that I did realize that it had this element of insecurity and the fear of rejection to it, but at the same time I was still being like, I checked in with my journal notes about it a few weeks back, and it was still like this, just do it, just get it done, like follow through. It was still very pushy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to guess that this particular incident doesn't really have to do very much with follow through as a just partly because I know you to be a fairly responsible person, but also because it seems like the layers here are so just old. This feels like really old stuff and intertwined and complex, and it's so no longer about the article or about the thing or even about the fear. It's about, you know, this deep, 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 deep need underneath it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yeah,
Howard, one last question. What's that?
I know, I just feel totally exhausted. I feel so tired.
I would,
like I could take a nap.
That would be good. I would say sleep, and I would say tea first.
Uh-huh.
To kind of hydrate.
Yeah.
Water, tea, nap would be a great thing to do. We just kind of went pretty deep with some, you know, again, the word core keeps coming up, both because it's stomach and because this is, we peeled away some serious layers here and looked at some, you know, some inner hurt, not just external hurt. And that is, that releasing is exhausting, but allowing yourself not to have to release is a way deeper work.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say give yourself some time to let all of this stuff just kind of move through you. And the next time we talk, we can, you know, figure out where you are and see what's, dissolve whatever is left of whatever is kind of remaining at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, aside from tired, things are softer, opened up a little bit, less pressing, would you say?
Yes, definitely.
Good. And what is your, what would you say your mood is, aside from tired?
Kind of mellow, casual, light, easygoing.
Okay. Well, that's already a huge change from when we started talking.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, good. So good stuff. And we will talk more.